From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
A very good morning to every one of you who have joined with us today. John chapter 2 and the verses 6 to 11 is where we will be turning in a moment, and we'll read those verses together. But before we do that, and to give you an opportunity to turn up that passage in your Bible, let me mention our program tonight at 9 o'clock. I will be playing the first extract from a new sermon tape, which I, in keeping with our usual practice, will be offering free to our listeners. The sermon is entitled, Looking for the Daybreak, and it's based on the Song of Solomon chapter 2 in the verse 17. Of course, I will be continuing our study of the things which will announce the return of Christ, and our study this evening will centre upon the Saviour's warning about deception in the last days. Now turn with me, please, to those verses in John chapter 2, and we're reading from verse 6 through to the end of verse 11. And there was set there 6 water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. Jesus saith unto them, Fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he said unto them, Draw out now, and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bare it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and saith unto him, Every man in the beginning doth set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. Amen. And God will bless the reading of his word. Jack Halcombe is going to sing for us, It Took a Miracle. And after we listen to this lovely hymn, we'll turn and look at these verses together.
My Father is omnipotent, and this you can't deny. A God of might and miracles, 'tis written in the sky. It took a miracle to put the stars in place.
Stars in place.
Please turn with me now to the verses that we read together, John chapter 2 and the verses 6 through to 11. I want to speak today upon the subject of Christ's first miracle. There is much symbolism to be noticed in this account. In this first manifestation of his power, he makes wine. Wine is a symbol of joy in the Word of God. The lack of it at the wedding reminds us that this is a very unhappy world, and man can really do nothing about the unhappiness in which he finds himself. The provision of wine by Christ underscores that he alone is the source of true joy. The message he brings to us is the good tidings of great joy. Luke chapter 2 and the verse 10. The Savior employed water in order to make the wine. And here again you have a very important truth set forth. Water in the Bible often speaks of the Word of God. Hear what Paul wrote to the Ephesians. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church, and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the Word. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25 and 26. Water symbolizes the Word of God, and it was out of the water that Christ made wine. And it is in the message of the gospel, the word of salvation, that men will discover the joy of sins forgiven. The servants, too, offer us another interesting symbol. The water of God's word is dispensed by his servants through preaching unto all who will receive it. The joy of life eternal comes to us through the Word of God. Now, having noticed these interesting symbols, let's consider the actions of Christ in this miracle. First of all, the miracle was performed before many witnesses. The servants witnessed all that Christ did. The miracles of Christ were no conjuring tricks. The servants would not have been members of the families connected to the bride and the groom, and therefore could not be accused of being biased in favor of Christ. They were most likely people simply hired for the day and would have had no links to Christ or his disciples. Notice that the Savior merely gave instructions. He did not touch the pots or the water. He could not be accused of switching the water for the wine in some way or other. Furthermore, the fact that it was wine, and the very best of wine, was attested by the governor, or master of ceremonies, as we would likely call him today. He made his comments not knowing where the wine had come from, as verse 10 makes clear. The man's comment has given to the world one of the greatest epigrams or proverbs of all time. Thou hast kept the good wine until now. Again, notice the change from water into wine was instantaneous. There was no opportunity for Christ to somehow substitute the water-filled pots for those filled by wine. The servants poured in the water and immediately poured out the wine. There was no time for trickery. This was a miracle as that performed during the days of creation, where in Genesis chapter 1 we read, God spoke, and it was so. Christ willed, and the water became wine in an instant. Thirdly, the result of the miracle was twofold. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. Verse 11. He showed forth his glory, or he plainly manifested the fact that he was God, the maker and creator of all. He thus began to authenticate the claim that he was the Messiah. He was God manifested in the flesh, who had come on a mission of mercy to redeem sinners by his atoning death at the cross. And again, we read, his disciples believed on him. Here is the second purpose of the Savior's miracles. They are to encourage faith by indicating that what the Savior said of himself and of his Father was true. You cannot be a disciple of Christ except you believe in him. I do not mean believe about him as does the devil. Listen to James respond to those who claimed that they believed in God. Thou believest that there is one God? Thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. James chapter 2 and the verse 19. Saving faith in Christ is more than an acceptance of Christ's existence or even of the truthfulness of his claims. This Judas did, and yet he is in hell today. To believe on Christ is to rest in him alone for salvation, to trust your body and soul to him for his eternal keeping. Paul put it like this, I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. 2 Timothy 1:12. Paul was persuaded to lay his all on Christ as a pilot leaping from his plane which is crashing depends solely upon his parachute. In closing, note that Christ would have you believe on him. He wrought this miracle that men might believe on him and become his disciples. Do you believe on the Lord Jesus today? Are you resting alone in him for salvation? Let me close with a little verse from a hymn. I heard the voice of Jesus say, come unto me and rest. Lay down, thou weary one, lay down thy head upon my breast. I came to Jesus as I was, weary and worn and sad. I found in him a resting place, and he has made me glad. Will you trust in Christ, the Son of God, the only Redeemer of men, today for your salvation? God bless you. Join me tonight at 9 o'clock. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.